Can one of you explain what happened and the rescue that you all performed?
The Gunnison County Sheriff received a call out around 8:15 Saturday evening in regards to this lost, at the time, hiker-climber who had been separated from his team members. Early in the morning, we all gathered and made our way over to Marble, which is our first staging area, and then all into Lead King Basin, which there's a number of trails that break from there, one of which heads up to Geneva Lakes and on higher and is an access route for Snowmass Mountain, which is one of those 14,000-foot peaks. We sent out a hasty team, and those gentlemen, which Tony Prendergast here was a part of, were the first team members to access the patient and began ascertaining his injuries and what have you. At some point, Western State Rescue, which is the college out of Gunnison, was called as well, and they arrived 2-3 hours after I think we arrived and been hiking out. And meanwhile, we had broken up into a climbing team as well as a kind of a litter team, which would be carrying up a bunch of the heavier equipment.
And what condition was he in when you guys found him, Tony?
Well, as we started hiking up into the basin, we ran into some campers who had been in contact with him the night before by yelling, and he had yelled down that he was lost, freezing, and needed help. And he was, you know, a couple thousand feet above them, but they were able to hear that, but they weren't able to get to him. And so that was the last known location where he was at. And we got up into the basin and started glassing the west face of the mountain, and then were able to spot him. He descended down the mountain a couple thousand feet, and he was coming down a very steep couloir, and the base of the couloir, there was a cliffy section. And in those cliffs, as he was trying to, I assume he came down in the morning after it got light, and it appeared that he slipped somewhere in those cliffs and fell. He fell a little ways, obviously, and had landed on a ledge, and that was where we saw him laying. And then we made our way up to him and started the patient stabilization and stuff like that. I was the first one to reach him, and it was a very dramatic scene. There was a good splash of blood on the rocks where he'd hit, and he was laying in a crumpled pile. Ended up that he had multiple fractures, and we heard later had punctured a lung and had a collapsed lung, and he was quite hypothermic as well. So he needed some help real bad, but we had to hold him on that place for several hours before a helicopter was able to get in there, and also some more technical climbing equipment to effect the evacuation lower down that cliff section. So it was a very long day sitting there with him, hoping he would be able to hold on and holding on to him to keep him from rolling on down that cliff face. So yeah, quite a dramatic day.
Steve, so then your teams met up with Tony's team, and I understand there was also a helicopter called in.
Yeah, so the two teams did eventually meet, and I climbed up to where Tony was and helped with the stabilization of the patient. And when Western State showed, they had some more technical gear, and we packaged them up in a litter and lowered them off of basically off of a 50-foot or so cliff. It wasn't exactly vertical, but it was very steep, and then continued on belay to lower them another probably 300-400 feet, a couple hundred feet vertical and 300-400 feet lateral. And we had put in a request earlier in the day and then kept requesting harder and harder to have a helicopter service out of Rifle. It's called DBS Helicopter Service, who has performed some amazing rescues already this summer. And they came out, and they were able to land basically on one skid, drop the paramedic off. The helicopter then lifted up again and kind of pivoted and found maybe a little bit better landing spot. Still mostly hovering, touching the ground, but mostly hovering. And the paramedic led a group of people that were from multiple teams with the litter, and then eventually load them into the helicopter, and off they went.
It was just a very dramatic loading effort as well, though, just when a helicopter's pretty much hovering like that with just one skid on the ground. It's just a very touchy situation, and the team had to move in there very quickly and take the patient out of the litter that we had him in and get him moved into this pretty small chopper. And extremely capable pilot, able to operate in that situation at over 12,000 feet elevation.
Truly, truly amazing.
Yeah. Kudos to that pilot.
Yeah. And so then the pilot airlifted the patient over to the hospital, where I understand he was then transferred to Denver for further care. And you all hiked back out.
Indeed. It was definitely an amazing team effort. And, I know I was pretty stoked to be a part of it.
Do want to say we got excellent help from Western State College. They did a very, very good job. And our crew, I was, as the president of the organization, I rate ourselves every time, and our crew did a wonderful job. And it was a real uplifting experience to see the helicopter fly away with a guy. It was very emotional and a good, it was a good day.
A lot of us are on these teams because we also like to go spend time in the mountains, whether it be hunting or mountain climbing or just backpacking. And it's part of being part of a community, know that you help somebody else out, and if you get in a pickle someday, you can be helped out.
Well, thanks to all of you for being out there and helping keep us all safe. And thanks for coming in today.
Hey, super cool.
Thank you.
Thank you.